From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The world reacts to the death of former Cuban leader Fidel Castro with celebration and with sadness. The 90-year-old Castro died late Friday. At Havana University Saturday, students waved Cuban flags and held portraits of the former revolutionary. Bastis Perez is an economics student. He said, "We are convinced that with our leaders and our legacy and revolutionary convictions, young people and future generations will continue the legacy our commander gave us." Here in Washington, President Obama issued a statement saying the Cuban people must know that they have a friend and partner in the United States of America. President-elect Donald Trump said that while Cuba remains a totalitarian island, he hopes that Castro's death marks a move away from the horrors endured for too long and toward a future in which the wonderful Cuban people finally live in the freedom they richly deserve. Mario Diaz-Balart is a Republican representative from Florida.
There will be that final day when the dictatorship of the Castro brothers is no longer reality, when it will be put in the dust heap of history, and when the Cuban people will enjoy the ultimate freedom, freedom and democracy.
Raucous celebrations reverberated through Miami's Little Havana neighborhood Saturday with people waving flags, playing instruments, and dancing. Meanwhile, Cuba's Communist Party has decreed 9 days of national mourning for Fidel Castro in a directive that largely shutters day-to-day life until December 4th. During the official time of grieving, the committee has banned all public activities and public entertainment in the country. Castro's ashes will be buried in his hometown December 4th. This is VOA News. President-elect Donald Trump says that efforts by the Green Party to force recounts in 3 crucial states during the election is a scam, even as Hillary Clinton's campaign joined the recount efforts in the Midwestern state of Wisconsin. Green Party candidate Jill Stein filed a petition Friday to request a vote recount in Wisconsin, which is one of 3 recounts she is seeking in key states that Trump narrowly won earlier this month. Hillary Clinton's election campaign lawyer said Saturday that Clinton's campaign joined the effort after investigating whether there was any outside interference in the November 8th election results. There were ongoing concerns that Russian hackers might try to influence the vote, particularly after they successfully hacked the computer network of the Democratic National Committee and tried to hack voter registration databases. At least 20 people were killed and 20 others injured in a car bombing at a crowded market in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, Saturday. According to security officials, at local time of midday, a man parked a car laden with explosives at the entrance of an open-air fruit and vegetable market in the city's Afsayoni neighborhood. Somalia's president, Hassan Sheikh Mohamud, said that security forces had captured the bomber. The Somali Islamist group Al-Shabaab often carries out such attacks in the capital, although there was no immediate claim of responsibility by the group, which wants to topple the Western-backed government and impose its strict interpretation of Islam. It was another day of heavy fighting in Mosul, Iraq, Saturday, as Iraqi troops continued their push to dislodge Islamic State militants. Iraqi Special Forces troops fired mortars and machine guns in response to IS attacks in 2 neighborhoods. The UN Refugee Agency, the UNHCR, says at least 73,000 Iraqis have fled Mosul since the government's campaign to retake the city began on October 17th. After days of heavy combat, Syria said Saturday that its Russian-backed army has gained full control of a key rebel-held district in the war-torn city of Aleppo. State media reported that army engineering units in the Musakin Hanano district are dismantling mines and other explosive devices planted by rebels. Western analysts have warned that the fall of the Musakin Hanano would place government forces in position to cut off northern parts of the rebel-held sector from the rest of the opposition-held districts. For more on these stories, please visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.